My pastor would always start his homilies, Father Wilfred Schuster, "My dear friends in Christ," and so I will today. I greet my new brother priest, Father Stephen Bruner. I'll just leave it at that for now. Father John Zilsdorf, we're so glad to have you, and our brother priests and deacons and who are here today, family, friends. What a whirlwind week, you know. It began on Monday, which was my birthday. No, it began on Monday with Vespers with our bishop, and it was my birthday, but it's also St. John the Baptist's birthday. And, you know, a lot was pointed to St. John the Baptist, but I think the phrase that soared in our hearts and in our minds during that time was, "Behold the Lamb of God. Behold the Lamb of God." The priest here now in Latin will offer that, and we do every time that we offer the holy sacrifice of the Mass. "Behold the Lamb of God." It's God. It's God. And then we had the installation on Tuesday, and then on the solemnity of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, our new bishop ordained three men, Father Stephen Bruner. And Father Stephen Bruner was here with us in our parish a few years ago. And we have so many fond heart for Father Stephen. I was watching as these three men were being ordained. And at the time, I was thinking back to when I was in seminary myself, and I, at one point, was asked to be on what's called the screening committee. And that would be to look at potential new seminarians coming in and to kind of do an interview process with them. And it was during the interview process that my favorite question was during that time, "Do you want to be a husband and a father?" And, you know, I remember one saying, "You know, not really." You know, in the sense of probably feeling like that might be the right answer, okay, that I'm free now to be a priest because, you know, I don't really feel like I want to be a husband and father. But no, the right answer is this. I really want to be a husband and father. And I'm choosing priesthood over that. You see, that's the power of priesthood. You see these three young men making this choice to give themselves totally to the life of a priest, to go without being a husband and father. I can tell you this right now. I really want to be a husband and father. I really do. But I can tell you, in 31 years of priesthood, never one day, never one moment did I say to myself or to anybody else, "I probably should have been a husband and father than a priest." I love being a priest. That's my prayer for you, Father. And I know you love it already. I can see it in your eyes, and I can see it in your smile, and I can see it in your heart. You know, today we reflected upon the Sacred Heart of Jesus in that, you know, his heart was pierced with a lance, and blood and water flowed out, right? Well, we know what that is. You know, the water itself purifies us, makes us ready to receive what? The life, the blood, the very life of Christ. In a very special way, that's our life as priests, is to do that. Right now in the back, there's a line waiting to be purified in the sacrament of penance. I love that sacrament. I love that sacrament. And I tell people, I say, "Now listen, I'm about to give you absolution. Now, if you had a sin that came to mind and you chose not to confess it, then you still have something to deal with there. But, barring that, God wants you to leave here with a full confidence. It's done. You are made pure. And now you are made ready to receive the very life of Christ in your heart. So that what? So that you can bring that to the world. That very life of Christ. We offer now the holy sacrifice of the Mass. We recall that moment when Christ offered himself on the cross, the original sacrifice, represented here in this holy sacrifice of the Mass. You know, I looked at the word sacrifice, and Father Z will correct me later about what I'm going to tell you, but because I'm probably not right about this. But the word sacrifice is sacrificare, to make sacred or holy. Oh, he's nodding, thank God. I should have checked with him before Mass, now that I think of it. But it is, to make a sacrifice, okay, is to make us sacred, us holy, okay? And I look out at so many of you who are making incredible sacrifices. Yeah, we as priests are making sacrifices. We'll get called in the middle of the night, but you know what? You got to get up in the middle of the night and change a pooey diaper too. We're all making sacrifices. You made a sacrifice to be here today. You make a sacrifice when your priest, your pastor asks you, can you do this or that? And I know this community's heart too. It's usually like, sir, yes, sir. You're amazing. But every time we press into those things that are hard, those things that seem to go against what our desire for comfort is, okay, we are doing resistance training. I lift weights with my buddy Brian Wentz. We're pressing that weight up, right? And our muscles becoming stronger. When you make sacrifices, you are becoming stronger. Okay? What an amazing... I'm jealous, actually. You were ordained on the Feast of the Solemnity of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. What an amazing feast. What an amazing feast. To be ordained by, to be constantly reminded... That pierced heart of Jesus makes us pure, makes us holy, makes us ready to get in the game, to do what God is calling us to do, to bring His very life to the world. I pray, my brother, that you love priesthood as much as I do, because I do. And I pray that God truly blesses your priesthood. A passion for souls, right? A passion for souls. There's so many being devoured out there. We got to run after them. We got to help them to get back in the fold, to be made pure again, okay? And to be made holy. And so I ask all of you to... Please pray for this brand new priest. If you would, include him in your daily prayers. The devil hates him. He hates me. He hates anybody who's pressing in, who's making sacrifices, who's making this faith of ours seem to other people like it matters. It's actually a big deal. It's actually first and foremost in our minds and our hearts. The devil's going to hate you for that. Stay close to our Lord. Stay close to our Lady. Stay close to the sacraments. And please pray for your priests. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.